did the other night. Coach will open with a quick remark, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Well, our young guys just keep growing, and they've really they're really becoming men. I'm so proud of them. You know, you play a game like this, it's like worth 10 regular season games worth of experience. And what our guys are growing up here in Boston Garden, playing the Celtics, and the tremendous tradition, and the greatness that this team is. Doc Rivers, you know, arguably the best coach in the NBA. And for our guys to just scrap through a game tonight, and I could go through everybody. I mean, you know, Dre and EB, Spencer, Evan, Drew, all the guys that played. Lou, LaVoy Allen was tremendous. Just everybody who came in just gave us a great, great effort. And we found a way. And again, I have to tell you, you know, all season long we couldn't win these games. And now our guys are believing they can do it. And it's pretty special to watch.
Steve, all that Boston Herald.
Yeah, Steve, yeah, I'm sorry.
Did you guys do much different with Kevin except for just try to play him tougher? Or?
Well, we tried to put some strength on him. I mean, LaVoy ended up playing 30 minutes tonight. We had Spencer try to put some size on him. And we had LaVoy try to put some muscle on him. And we tried to take away his rhythm shots, Steve. Is watching the tape, they do such a great job of getting you strung out and throwing back to him. And all those shots he catches in rhythm, he just doesn't miss. So really, it was trying to disrupt the efficiency and just the timing just a little bit. And our guys were able to do it. But I mean, still at the end of the day, I mean, my guy hits every big shot. I mean, you know, 15 points and 12 rebounds. But we made him work hard tonight for his points, and that was critical.
No, it looked like Turner wanted the ball down there at the stretch.
Yeah.
And could that be a turning point in his career? Could this be a big moment in his career when he wanted the ball in a big spot like that and be able to produce?
I mean, Jack, I love what Evan did, but I don't define one moment. I mean, the play he made in Chicago at the end of that game was a spectacular play, maybe our biggest play of the year. The thing I'm proud about Evan was he was totally out of sync all night long. He got hit early in the game. I took him out. He was jumping in the air, leaving his feet, turning the ball over. He was just playing so fast. And then the last time he went back in, we had to match their small lineup. We had Thad out there on Petras, and he got loose for a couple threes. And so we had to match small. And Evan is critical for us being on the floor because of his rebounding, number one. But he's strong, and he's going to get in there, and he's going to scrum out some of those balls. He stepped to the line, made a couple free throws. But the thing I was happy about was that he bounced back because he was really out of sync the entire night. I mean, he had that look in his eye, you know, where I'm trying to keep him calm, and it got to a point in time where I said, Evan, you've got to just calm down just a little bit, and he did.
Doug, for Elton, that was 18 minutes tonight, and that young 13 minutes. Was it they're battling through injuries, or was it matchups?
I mean, you know, when you play. You know, when they go to that small lineup, you got to have one big out there. And we felt comfortable with it being Spencer for a while, as I said, to use his length on him. And then LaVoy to use some strength and try to keep him, you know, shooting the fadeaway jump shot, keep him away from the rim. When they went to a small lineup, it's hard for Thad in some of those instances because he's not used to playing, you know, guys who roam around at the three-point line. And so, you know, just happened that. But, you know, there comes a point in time, Algonzo, it's like, you know, from game to game, I don't know who the minutes are going to get. I just got to have to try to manage that to try to win the game. And I think the guys know, first and foremost, that all I want to do is win. That's where we're at a point now where it's just about winning. Whoever plays, we just got to win.
Coach Kyle from Comcast SportsNet, can you just talk about what are you guys doing against Paul Pierce to make it so difficult for him?
Well, as I've said before, I feel like Andre Iguodala is a premier defensive player at his position. And we played Boston this year three times. We played Atlanta three times. And we played Indiana four times. And we had seven wins against those three teams, three of the premier teams in Eastern Conference. And a big part of that was we have a guy who makes either Joe Johnson or Paul Pierce or Danny Granger work hard every single night. And we don't have to double team. And he fights through all the picks. And he's got long arms. And he's strong. And he's quick. And, you know, tonight we did a better job of keeping him off the foul line. He had 8 free throws in game one. Tonight he shot 2, which was very, very important for us. We won the battle of the foul line tonight by 8.
Coach Andre Iguodala talked about learning from last game and learning that you guys can hang with this team. What does it say about this group to not only win this close game, but win on the road?
Well, I think we play some of our best basketball on the road. We finished up the season with 9 of our last 11 on the road. We started out with 2 playoff games, so we played 11 of our last 13 games on the road. And I think our guys are very confident and comfortable with that. We had to win on the road to get into playoffs. We lost our last home game to Indiana on Fan Appreciation Night, and we had 5 to go out on the road. We had to win to get in. We won 4 of them, and we sort of sat guys the last couple. So I think we have a comfort level. Anytime you defend and don't turn the ball over and rebound, you've got a chance. Now, tonight we turned it over. I was not happy with that, especially in the third quarter. I talked at halftime to our guys. We had 9 turnovers, and we were trying to hit the home run pass and throw the ball through a car wash without getting it wet. And I said, you can't do that against Boston. They're too quick and they're too active. We came out and turned it over 6 times to start the third quarter. And I took the 120 size of guys. I said, we can't do this. And I think at that point in time, we had 15 turnovers. So we ended up with 3 the rest of the game, which was crucial for us. The most important thing was they only got 9 points off them. So, but if we take care of the ball, if we rebound the ball, if we move the ball, and we usually get good shots against Boston, you better make them because you're not going to get too many clean looks. They're so good defensively.
Doug, you say that now you're winning these close games, which you obviously didn't do during regular season. What's different? Is it just the confidence level? Is it anything in particular that you see?
You know, I just felt the team coming together at the end of the year. I just did, and I keep going back to that Indiana game, but I think it was a huge win for us. We went to Indiana and looked like we were going to win that game. They pushed it to overtime, and we hit a couple big shots, and we won that game by 3. And I thought that was a real turning point in our season. And so we've got guys, how about Drew tonight? They hit a big 3 to go up, and he comes right back and hits a 3. I mean, that's great stuff, you know. And I got a little disappointed in the next play because he dribbled the clock out. I said, Drew, you just hit that shot. Shoot it again. You know, so that's the continued growth. I mean...